This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor, the Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Everybody out there, you can say I told you so. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Let's turn that down a little bit. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Outstanding AR-15s. I mean, I'm a lucky guy. I got, if not the two best, two of the best AR-15 builders, Franklin Armory with their binary trigger. That's a whole different kind of concept. It's firing when you pull it. It's firing when you let it go. Or you can adjust it and just make it one pull, one round downrange. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I was getting a lot of phone calls Wednesday about, hey, Bill, are you in the path of the hurricane? And I was like, no, man, I'm up here in South Carolina. I'm not in the path of the hurricane. So then I got up yesterday, and I have skylights in my living room. And it looked like I was in a submarine. The water was coming down that hard. And it knocked a whole lot of things wonky, including internet service. So despite my best efforts to keep everything running on my end, of course, that didn't work out that way. So I apologize for not being here. Did you like it when the loonies were beating on the door, on the bronze doors of the Supreme Court, like Kavanaugh was totally going to open them up and invite the freaks in to air their many stupid grievances over a cup, hot cup of too damn bad, you know? I also liked it when Lindsey Graham dissed that silly shrieking harpy as he adjusted his tie and smirked. I liked it when Jesse Kelly channeled Andrew Breitbart by heading down to the protest with a T-shirt that said, hands off my uterus. I liked a lot of things about last week, and all of them involved leftist jerks being unhappy. Their pain feeds my soul. And now, in the wake of our total victory over the forces of whiny, stupid evil, I'm trying to think of another term to describe people who think the hysterical chicks in The Crucible were the good guys and that Atticus Finch was the bad guy. Some voices on the right are cautioning us to be magnanimous, to not be sore winners, to extend a hand of friendship to those who oppose us. And I'm extending a hand, well, part of it, the middle part, single finger, guess which one. Good sportsmanship is what you want to see in sports. Good sportsmanship does not apply to a street fight. Good sportsmanship does not apply to the attempted lynching of a good man for some cheap political advantage, and we need to punish it as if we're going to have less of them in the future. Because if we don't, we'll have more of them in the future. If we can increase their agony at losing, then we're hastening the day when they learn that they don't get to win. Not ever. And they will grow tired of all the losing, and we, on the other hand, shall never tire of all the winning. Now, the Frito-Con sissies who want to steal the joy of the victory from us and replace it with the sort of despondent funk that is their preferred state because true conservative principles, trademark TM, require that if we can't lose outright, we must at least feel like we lost. Except we didn't lose. We won. Justice won. We defeated a calculated smear designed to destroy an innocent man in the name of progressive tyranny. And we should be happy. And we should be utterly obnoxious about being happy. And we should laugh at the howling fools getting minimum wage for chasing the wussy, flaky senators around parking lots. We do not exist now in the time to go back to the same limp, listless conservatism that got us here in the first place. These same conservative ink goofs, they're the ones who want us to surrender now, and they're the ones that we've, you know, they want us to surrender now that we've won, and they got us here by failing to understand what they were up against in the before Trump era. When nice guys like Mitt, the cancer-causing dog torturer, literally finished last. And they were blind out of professional courtesy. The loony left are fellow members of the same elite class, and our conservatish betters didn't want to rock the boat, or the donor-filled cruise ship. As it were. So, on my boat, which is a man of war, when we roll up on, or as we float up on them, rather, we should be saying, ahoy, losers, we're woke and free of your fussy influence. We have crushed our enemies and driven them before us, and now we hear the sweet music that is the lamentation of the women, a dying and identifying persons, you know, like Conan said. Conan the Barbarian. You never-Trumpers who used to talk a big game about conservative success to milk the marks, now look upon our success and despair. We look at the festival of insanity and we giggle. Joyous misery. Dick Blumenthal hasn't been so upset since Charlie was in the wire around New Haven during the Tet Offensive. Where was his parade? Mazzy Hirono says Kavanaugh is going to be on the Supreme Court with a huge taint and a big asterisk after his name. I guess when he writes, if he ever writes an opinion ending the baby-killing bonanza that is Roe versus Wade, you could kiss his asterisk then, Mazzy, if that's even your real name. And now Cory Booker is now apparently the senator from Chumbawamba. Then there's the social media blue kooks. Let's see. Jill Filipovic demanded that normal women divorce your Republican husbands. If you're down to take a relationship advice from a millennial feminist who writes books with titles like The H-Spot, The Feminist Pursuit of Happiness. I'm just, you know, thinking you may end up unsatisfied. It sounds like 50 Shades with a whole lot less of the kink, but with much more pain. And then there was another Twitter genius who shall remain linkless who suggests to women, don't, you know, Republican men. Apparently some feminists think that denying conservative men feminist women is going to make conservative men do less of whatever it is that causes them to be denied feminist women. Normal women will scoff at that admonition. Taking erotic advice from a feminist is like taking driving lessons from a Kennedy. Poor gal. She presumably only rode the spinning teacups of sexuality, the leftist beta boys, and it's not unexpected that she doesn't get why real women choose to, you know, ride the roller coaster of conservative manhood. And let's not forget the parade of protesting weirdos, from the oppression LARPers dressed as handmaids. I like the lonely weird girls better when they read Sylvia Plath. To the commie Wiccans trying to cast spells to tatted up human pincushions who insist on telling you their pronouns. These people are all nutty. And that's awesome. And America's watching and America's laughing. And if the latest polling is any indication, America may be determined to vote accordingly. These are heady times. Heady times. But never forget, people I just described to you, they think of you as the enemy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
days, insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com. Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Franklin Armory. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. I'm making preparations now because last time I waited way too late to go for a SHOT Show. And now I won't be traveling with a gun, but I have looked into everything I need to do if I'm going to be a responsible gun toter and take a gun and fly on a plane or go anywhere in any way, shape, or fashion. Taking a vacation or otherwise traveling from state to state with firearms involves a little more advanced planning and research than vacations do for those who travel unarmed. That's a fact. I mean, right now, all I'm worried about is how am I going to pack all the camera equipment to go to Las Vegas. I looked at the report on an AAR, if you will, from a class taught by Claude Werner, the tactical professor at TACCON, and something he brought up in a classroom session at TACCON 2016 that I read about. I wasn't there, but it stuck with me on the topic. They were all sitting there in a classroom tent in the Direct Action Resource Center training facility in Little Rock. And Werner asked how many people there were actually from Arkansas, and only a couple of hands went up. So Werner asked how many of the rest of the attendees were carrying, and then the hand shot up. Everybody pretty much was enthusiastically packing a gun. And with this, you know, this was a big training conference, they were packing a gun. So Werner asked how many people there had actually bothered looking up the actual Arkansas statute for carrying firearms. What constituted self-defense in Arkansas, and other important matters on the topic in Arkansas. And you could have heard a pin drop as nearly everyone put their hand down and started studying their shoes or the walls of the tent while blushing ferociously. He chided them. He said, you know, those are all that's online. This is the aspect which is often overlooked, and this is what gets people like Shanine Allen arrested, because she didn't do enough research before getting on the road. But, like you said, this stuff is online. Not only do states publish their various state codes online, NRA ILA has an excellent compilation of state laws and reciprocity guidelines. So just be sure to double check with the state agencies for the latest info, because some laws or reciprocity agreements do change. Then there's the little differences that pop up between the various state laws, and they pop up in a lot of unexpected ways. There's one report of a guy that was carrying a full-size Smith & Wesson M&P 9, went to Colorado to see some friends. The Colorado magazine capacity ban was brand new at the time, and while there was some confusion about whether it applied to someone from out of state with pre-banned magazines, person I'm talking about short-circuited any possibility of that by switching the carry gun over to an M&P 357. It had the same sights, the same trigger, and used the same holsters, and its 15-round magazines wouldn't cause any confusion regarding the new law if it came up in a hypothetical traffic stop. Then there's New Mexico. You want to have a retention holster in New Mexico. Now, New Mexico doesn't honor every carry permit, but they have no prohibitions on open carry. So, open carriers, you would be very well advised to have a retention holster. Speaking of New Mexico, that illustrates another problem with travel, the meaning of signs and prohibitions. In, like today, I went into a shopping center here in the upstate of South Carolina, and they had the circle on the door And they had the no concealed firearms allowed, but they didn't have the gun in the circle, which invalidates the signs, which invalidates every sign in that building. And I only know that because I went in that door. I had seen the other doors that had that. In other states, a no guns allowed sign carries no real legal weight on its own unless it's posted on state-owned property. Here in South Carolina, it does. And there's no ban against carrying a handgun in any establishment in my state that serves liquor. But if you do that in New Mexico, that would be a felony-level offense outside of narrow expectations. And if you're going to fly, you need to make sure to allow plenty of extra time at the airport on the off chance that today will be an exceptionally bad TSA day. You don't want to have to hang around the airport because you're basically, first things first, let's talk about what air travel is. It is basically a bad, overpriced mall flying bus station for an extra 30 minutes or so, and you don't want to be in there. You don't want to be in there. Or you might miss your flight due to the argument over whether or not it was okay to have ammunition in MTM case guard boxes. In fact, you can have your ammunition in your magazines. Another thing that you don't want to do is you don't want to be on connecting flights with a gun going to New York or Boston or other places like that. And if there's an expected long layover, you need to tell the airlines to hold your bag because you can't touch it. This is why my carry-ons are my computers and my cameras and everything else would be in the check baggage, and they need to hang on to that. The other thing you need to do is prior to your packing, take your carry-on and empty it and then throw it around a little bit and make sure that it is empty, empty, empty. Because you don't want to have anything like a round, you know, in New Jersey, a round of ammunition will get you in trouble. There's lots of look at what we found posters the TSA puts up at airports. Most of them were forgotten on the bottoms of purses rather than smuggled with nefarious intent. Unless the terrorists have a fascination with a Raspberry Frame Pocket 380. Now, if you're driving rather than flying, don't forget to check the laws on the states through which you'll pass through, as well as those of your destination. I'm going to be driving to Arkansas in November, so I'm going to be making sure I drive through every state on my way, as best I can, that recognizes my concealed carry permit. Until we get national reciprocity, we need to minimize the incidents where an otherwise innocent tourist gets jammed up by some draconian local law. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You USA Radio News.
The death toll from Hurricane Michael has jumped to at least 13, although FEMA Director Brock Long says he expects that number to continue to rise. Search and rescue crews are continuing to go door-to-door looking for survivors, and thousands of National Guard troops and emergency workers are helping those who made it through the storm. Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson had to go back a long ways to think of a comparison to this hurricane.
The monster Hurricane Andrew in 1992, that is the comparison to this one.
Turkish authorities claim to have audio and visual evidence of a Washington Post journalist who was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul just over a week ago. If this, in fact, is the case, Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois says there has to be consequences.
That's maybe eventually targeted sanctions on individuals. That's, you know, any other host of things available to this administration.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. In 1966, a writer at the Palm Beach Post, in what is now a largely forgotten article, coined the term comfort food when they wrote, "Adults, when under severe emotional stress, turn to what could be called comfort food, food associated with the security of childhood." Comfort comes in a bunch of different forms. On one hand, it can be a literal and physical relaxation for the body, an easing up from something that is mentally or physically rigorous. It can be a hot cup of coffee on a cold day or finding the right spot in bed as you fall asleep at night. But comfort doesn't start in the muscles or the bones. It starts in your brain. Despite a culture war that is waged by the outside world that screams consistency is boring, brain science says something completely different. The brain hungers for what one would call the three C's: certainty, conformity, and consistency. When your brain encounters uncertainty or chaos about its future, the limbic system, the part of the brain where your emotional life is, goes in on a sliding scale of threat response. From this, the brain then responds in one or two ways: panicking and increasing the internal alert, or problem solving. The deeper parts of your brain consistently work at this through predictive behavior. And think of this like this. You're driving down the street and suddenly another vehicle comes backing out of a driveway. Before the conscious part of your brain has time to react, the subconscious has already read, assessed, and sent signals to your hands and feet to make an attempt to avoid an accident. This is what you would call a reflex. But for the brain, it responds by relying on past performance to solve the immediate future's problems. But prediction isn't a passing hobby for the brain. It's actually one of the primary functions of the neocortex. And this is where things like language and conscious thought and spatial reasoning and sensory perception, this is where all these things happen. And since the brain is consistently predicting against an unforeseen future, it finds comfort in consistency. Or you can look at it this way. There are reasons that you feel better after your reloading bench or shooting box is clean and organized. And perhaps the all-black AR-15 is the shooter's subconscious reaching through, because when was the last time you encountered an AR that had a flat, dark earth stock? A coyote-colored handguard, a multicam sling, and a foliage green pistol grip? Rarely. Even though you can have a variety of color schemes and mounted all over a rifle, that doesn't affect its function, which should be the primary concern. But if you see that, our brain says that something's off because there's a lack of consistency. And as much as we all ought to think of ourselves as nonconformists, we all like a certain level of conformity. So while you wrinkle your nose up to the idea of being a conformist, conformity saves lives. There are reasons that in the wake of a chaotic event or dangerous situation, some people simply fall apart amid the crisis while other people thrive in it. Outwardly, we'd like to say or think that this is based largely on personality types, the weak versus the strong, the passive versus the dominant, etc. You get it. The reality is that doesn't just happen. People who are able to bring order to such an event or fight through the fear and panic do so because the brain says, I've been here before, or draws enough comparative similarities from any number of prior events that you can now act. This is why you're training. This is why you hear training always being pushed, because that's all training is. It is the brain relying on a previous exposure to an event that bears enough similarity that it can then formulate a plan and implement a response. Going through training of one type or another, simply laying the initial groundwork for creating a habit that's going to allow your conscious mind to follow. It's a conformed behavior that relies on consistency to bring about comfort. Now, in the gun culture, you would think, think of training as going to places like Gun Sight, Tactical Response, Thunder Ranch, any number of first-class shoot schools. And it can be money well spent. It's also wasted if you don't practice what you learn afterwards and do it constantly to give you that consistency. Despite living in an age today where we have access to the best shoot schools in the world, training still begins at home. And it begins at home by being intentional and habitual about what you do, where you keep your gear and putting it away in an organized and consistent fashion. Every night, regardless of where I am or what time I go to sleep, I follow a consistent pattern. On the nightstand next to my bed goes my watch, my flashlight, and my Scallywag tactical folder knife. This is not some mere regime, but it's a behavior based on logic. I've got the watch situated where it's the first thing I touch. But if I touch the watch, I know that my flashlight is next to it. And since the flashlight is round and has the potential to roll, it is bookended by the watch and the knife. elsewhere. My pistol is where I can get to it really quick. And also on the nightstand is a spare mag. Some of the guns that I carry have flashlights on them already. But you get the picture. I consistently do this every night because I know where my hands are going to go if I need for them to go somewhere, and I know what I'm going to run into. This is not obsessive. This is where I can go in an emergency, and in the dark, I can go there. My mind can divert from the immediate need to rely on my eyes, which are no longer useless in a completely dark environment. Instead, my brain sees where these things, based on memory, are created by consistent behavior on my part. And lest you think that consistent behavior is not necessary to a self-defense mindset, here's another, here's a point through a tragic event. Last year, a neighbor's house caught fire, and the kind that turned into a 5-alarm fire. After everyone was safely out of the house, some people decided to take a chance to get the cars out of the driveway before the fire took them. When they went looking for the keys to the car, they were in the house. And the one that wanted to help said, "Where are the keys?" And the homeowner said, "Maybe the coffee table or someplace in the kitchen. I don't know where everyone keeps their keys." And there you have it. No habits, no good habits. A disregard for minor consistent behavior. Something so insignificant as all the car keys being kept in a unified place led to the loss of those vehicles, along with the entire house. On the surface, that's a non-issue. Insurance is going to take care of that. And it did. And however, an hour later, when part of the family needed to go to the hospital and check in on the grandmother who had suffered smoke inhalation, they didn't have a vehicle to go there, nor did they that night go stay in a hotel, and on and on. Something so basic as keeping the keys organized could have not only provided transportation, it could have relieved the mental stress of one more compounded issue on top of the traumatic day. There's a lot of psychology behind the development of good habits, in that it takes 21 days to break an old habit, and that behavior is likely to be more successful if the old habit is systematically replaced with one that is beneficial. Consistency, conformity, comfort. Pick it up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
I really would like to hear that they've got some 10% discounts, because if you're not looking for a full-size gun, they have all kinds of parts, including they may be selling that binary trigger too. I don't know. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Saw this in an article by a guy named Victor Davis Hanson. I like his stuff. And he's talking about Christine Blasey Ford's accusation against Brett Kavanaugh and talking about how it was very deeply unethical. And he writes, I was confused by the bipartisan outrage solely directed at Senator Dianne Feinstein's or her staff's lowdown leaking of Ford's name. Of course, it was unethical and so typical of the twilight years of the senior senator from California. But then again, so is authoring an anonymous hit piece without any corroborating evidence, but with misleading written assertions, such as how Ford sought medical treatment for the assault without disclosing she met marriage counseling 36 years after the fact. It seems far less noble to charge Kavanaugh with sexual assault anonymously than to have come forward at the outset and demonstrate the charge transparently. The cloak of anonymity does even more damage to the idea of jurisprudence than does the unethical removal of it by a would-be enabler. It is wicked to ruin a man's life with an anonymous note. It is unethical to destroy a career and a reputation of an outstanding man over something as small as being jumped and groped at a drunken teenage party. Blasey Ford wants us to believe that the episode was a rape attempt by two strong boys in which her clothes were not removed, she was not raped, and she was easily able to run out of the room without opposition. nothing actually happened, except she was afraid that something would actually happen. It is unethical to humiliate a good man and his family before the nation. It is wicked to rob someone of one of the greatest and happiest days of his life, a day that he worked hard for his entire life, from those very teenage years that we're talking about now. It is unethical to purposely besmirch the honor of the nation by besmirching a revered and precious institution with gutter politics. How wicked that it has to be done. And this is what they think they have to do to protect federal backing and funding of abortion without limit. It is wicked to lie to make your charges seem more plausible. Ford wanted us to believe that such an episode haunted her for life, or haunted her after she recalled it in marriage counseling 30 years later. She claimed before the nation that it restricted her ability to live in a normal house, which was a lie. Fly in an airplane, a lie. Or to have a healthy marriage. Bearing false witness is of the utmost seriousness as a moral breach. It breaks the ninth commandment. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. It's right up there with murder and stealing because it partakes of both. The warning against bearing false witness is so important, it's repeated 30 times in the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament. And it is so important, it's repeated twice at Mount Sinai. Thou shalt not raise a false report, put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to rest judgment. It's one of the six commandments that Jesus cites as the most important of the ten commandments. If you wish to be saved, Matthew 19:19, it is one of the seven things that the Lord hates, Proverbs 6:16-19, a false witness that speaketh lies and that he soweth discord among brethren. At the end of his life, Moses spells out in detail God's teaching on how to safeguard an innocent man from false accusations. One witness is not sufficient to lodge an accusation. Two witnesses do not suffice. There has to be three. And he also spells out the need for consequences, that is, punishment for bearing false witness. He wrote, if a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the man between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in these days. And the judges shall make a diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness is a false witness, and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall ye do unto him as though he had thought to have done unto his brother. So shalt thou put the evil away from among you. Those which remain shall hear and fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. The Jewish Kabbalah tradition teaches that he who lies against the true witness lies against the entire Bible. So now we're talking about politicians, and we all know they do not operate in the realm of ethics. They can't even tell a false witness from a credible one. If it seems politically risky. If Brett Kavanaugh had not stood up for his own innocence with the righteous indignation he brought to the table, the scumbags would have won. The Democrats think anything goes ethically in their drive for power, because they have defined their desire to rule as ethical in itself and their political opponents as evil. And it is ethical to do bad things to evil people, right? We have just experienced what happens when a just cause to end sexual abuse and assault is twisted to serve a partisan political purpose. America has become morally confused. Good and evil do not lie along party lines. To follow that moral reasoning leads to horrors. Before we flip into the weaponized woman in the next hour, I really like Jamie Lee Curtis. I like her movies. I think she's a good actress. She's got a comedic streak that they don't really exploit that often. And she's coming up again in Halloween. And her character, Laurie Strode, well, she's carrying a bunch of guns, and she's going to use them to kill Michael Myers. And at one point, she shoots him as he's standing in front of a window. but her on-screen actions stand in contrast to her real-life persona because she's an advocate for gun control, one of several Hollywood actors who use firearms in their films while preaching against them. But she's appeared in movies like True Lies and Virus and Halloween 2 and Blue Steel, which is completely about a gun. And she uses firearms multiple times in that. A poster for Blue Steel features her holding a handgun. When a gunman killed multiple people in Santa Fe, she took to Twitter to advocate for stronger gun reform. I'm not going to go through her tweets. Following the Pulse nightclub shooting, she appeared in a video to honor one of the 49 victims, and she's in favor of gun control legislation. She apparently isn't entirely anti-gun, because in the run-up to being Lori again, she went and shot, and she posted pictures of her targets that she was shooting at. But this conundrum applies to other Hollywood A-listers like Clooney and Damon and Don Cheadle, Julianne Moore, Sally Field, Jim Carrey. They've all made their living portraying a gun-toting character at some point or another. Actor Ethan Hawke, while discussing his career on Late Night with Seth Meyers, said publicly that there's no money in films that don't feature firearms, noting that he earned more for films where his character had a gun. He said, "I noticed recently if you put in a column of every movie I ever did where I carry a gun and every movie where I don't and my salary, I really think it would be about 92% to 8%. Does that explain why all these actors make all these movies about with guns in the movies while at the same time calling for you to be disarmed because it's just a money-making proposition? Or is it largely a matter of don't do as I do, do as I say? I don't know. I'm getting tired of the politicization of everything that I like. I'm still going to like Jamie Lee Curtis. Although I don't know if I'll see Halloween. I liked her in Trading Places and in Christmas with the Cranks because she's funny. But I'm not going to worry about what she says politically. Coming up next, we have the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.